Shark Chat Freestyle for September 1st, 2016, Travel Day. Hello, doggies. This is Chuck, and it is 5 a.m. on Thursday at the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, heading to Atlanta. Looking forward to seeing you all. I did not get a show out last night. Craig and I were furiously working on the script for the Parsec Awards. We have 14 segments, an entertainer, and a couple of spots where we stopped and say thanks to people. And I had fleshed out about 8 or 9 of them and needed Craig's help to just kind of push it across the finish line. But we were playing the time zone thing, so by the time I got done working, about 1 in the afternoon, I went and got some new shoes so I'd be comfortable feet walking around. That's always a gamble when you get new shoes, because you either get new shoes that feel really good and soft and cushy, or they're a little tight and pinch or rub the wrong way. Probably should have done it a few days ahead of time, but I've been getting the same shoe for the last couple of years, same brand. I think I switched models a little bit this year. Walk into the same store, so just go in, get them. They were on sale, in, out in about 5 minutes. You know, I know exactly where the size is. And I paid $35. They're normally $69.99, and I paid, they were on sale for $39. And then I had a coupon to get another 10% off, which wasn't too bad. And then they last me a year. They're running shoes, but I haven't done any running lately. Hopefully, after the whole heart procedure, we'll get that taken care of. The time zone thing. I got back from getting shoes, and then he was making dinner. Then he got done with dinner, and I'm sitting around waiting. So I crafted another one or two segments. And then... I know he wanted to participate in this because it was sort of the genesis of the idea. The theme was all his, and wanted to get that done. So we got that working. We ran through it a couple times, make sure it flowed, get the clumsy words out, make sure we didn't reuse words too many times. Because sometimes when you're writing, many of you are writers, I know you get this. I should have mentioned that. Sorry, I didn't get the show out yesterday. Now I'm on Michael Butler's shit list. We also came up with another one. It says, you know, enjoying the sixth beer of the day. You know what they say about the sixth beer of the day? Jeez, I gotta take a piss. There was something else I was gonna use, but I can't remember what it was. Next year's theme. I already know what next year's theme is gonna be. I have a theme for next year. A few days ago, I announced the... I know, I jump around. This is the way my brain works. It's very very random and associative thought. But a few days ago, I announced that it was the 30th anniversary of the day I met Donna. I think that was on August 25th. I put that on Facebook, and people must have thought it was a wedding anniversary, because I got a whole bunch of, hey, congratulations, even though it was very clear in the description. The implication was, and I think I'm just going to have to throw a few more obscure anniversary dates out as we go. Like, this is our 30th anniversary of our first date next April 8th. When I got her phone number, yada, yada, yada. Where is the big board full of... Can't seem to find it. I'm going to have to just look at every gate to find out where my gate is. I thought the guy at the baggage said 23. Yeah, it was very strange. So next year's theme is going to be, I'm going to try, I don't know if this is going to work or not, but read the postings that I made on the old bulletin board system in 1987 while we were dating. I would post events there. It was sort of like the Facebook of its day, but very, very local to Marquette, Michigan. So we'll see if we can get that done. I have hard copy printouts of most of that stuff. I don't think all of it lends itself well to like an essay or a reading. So we shall see. Yep, gate 23, flight 846, going to Atlanta. We're good. So the theme next year will be, I'm going to try to get in readings of what was happening, a day in the life from 30 years ago. Actually, it should be over 30 years ago, because... this stuff all happened like in March, April, May, maybe some June of 1987. And this will be Dog Days is in August of 2017. So if you want a little peek back into my, if nothing else, my writing style of the day and what we're up to, there were a couple things that I do remember, but we'll go with that. So I am on my way to Atlanta. It was interesting to pack last night. Donna and I turned the house upside down, if you were on the Slack channel. Thank you very much, Dave Slusher, for setting that up. That's going to be very useful for keeping in touch with everybody. I was on the Slack channel and realized, hey, where's my little blue card for Dragon Con? Couldn't find it. Now, you don't need it, even though it says bring this with you. I have a copy of the purchase receipt, a screen scrape of the web page when I made the purchase. So I've got proof and I've got a confirmation number. I just don't have the little barcode they can scan. So check out. I've missed it 1 year. I've had it 1 year. It really doesn't seem to take any longer or shorter. So they need to figure out a better way to do that, because if they send you that thing in March, it's up to the customer to keep track of that stupid little blue card. I don't know if you guys put it on your refrigerator, you have it in a file folder. What do you do with those things so you don't lose them? Because it was nowhere where it should have been. It should have been in my Dragon Con folder with my Marta Breeze card and various other things that I keep track of. If not there, it should have been with my cosplay stuff. Things that I know I'm going to take, I would put it with those so that I know I'm going to take it. It's like, I'm not going without my Farnsworth costume, so I'll put it with that. But for the life of me, I couldn't find it. And yes, I looked on the Dalek. I'll joke about the Dalek last year. I was looking for my whistle for the Halloween party last year, because I dressed up as a referee, and I couldn't find my whistle. And Keith Layton remembered that I put it on the Dalek. So now the Dalek has two whistles, an MIB badge, a bag of Cracker Jacks. He's just becoming this collection of junk. It's going to be the crappiest looking Dalek he's in the whole, I don't know, they have a Dalek verse. What do the Whovians call a bunch of Daleks? I don't know, junkyard? There's got to be some clan name. You know, like it's a murder of crows, a pod of whales, a pride of lions. It's got to be something of Daleks. I'm sure Craig could figure something out funny. All right, I know Craig and Dave are driving. We made plans for materials and supplies. They're going to pick those up and get those going. I look forward to seeing the rest of you tonight or tomorrow. And I'm feeling pretty good about where I am. My mind just keeps racing back to, what did I forget? This is that time when I got to stop doing that, because it's not going to do any good anyway. I'll be at 35,000 feet and remember, oh, I forgot a selfie stick, which I thought of this morning but don't want it, but that's the closest thing that I can associate. So be it. If it's left behind, it's either got to be purchased or gone without. I tried to recheck all the checklists of things I need for Friday's live show for the Parsecs. I checked both bags. The carry-on bag I could have taken, but just due to overhead space and just walking through airports and whatnot, I don't need it. And I checked a big bag. Everything fit quite well. I'm surprised. I might even have room to take a few things home this year. Nothing was overweight. The big bag was 31 or 32 pounds. Not totally packed. And I'll be getting rid of a couple things, like a book, Craig's business cards, there's one or two other things in there that I can ditch. I did get a notification from Clinton Elvert yesterday asking if we'd be interested in doing, it sounds like recording a podcast means being the audio engineers rather than being a guest on the show. But it's with Trace, and I can never say Trace's last name, Bolio, he's Dr. Forrester from MST3K, and we've been fans for, you know, pretty much since the show started. I brought my MST3K shirt that Frank Conniff signed, you know, TV's Frank. He was at the Podcast Expo back in 2007. I believe that was the last one in Ontario, California. And he'll be at DragonCon. Bill Corbett will be at DragonCon. Trace will be at DragonCon. So if we do the audio engineering thing for them, I'll see if I can get some autographs. Because I was ready to drop some cash last year to get them to autograph, but I didn't have anything for them to autograph. This year I brought my MST3K membership card, laminated, and also brought the white t-shirt that Frank signed that I never really wore again. So, 10 minutes and a half, I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing everybody. I'll get this encoded and uploaded and posted. And Dog Days of Podcasting are almost over. I always promise that I will do more freestyle throughout the year, but I think I get about 3 between now and next year. If you want to keep in touch with me and Craig, go over to Technorama. We do that show every week, or we try to anyway, unless business or life interferes. And we do a live stream Sunday nights at 9:30 Eastern. I think I told you that. Yeah, I did mention this stuff. So, travel. I may do an occasional on-the-road cast like this as I go. I've got a few more business trips coming up. As I mentioned, Minneapolis next week. And then, Arizona's not really a business trip because I live here. But if you are in the Arizona area, if you're coming into Phoenix for a visit or whatever, let me know. Love to see you. Love to have you on the show. Stop by. Say hi. And if I am in your neighborhood, well, let me know your neighborhood. I will do the same. Had a note for Nutty about her last show, but now I can't remember it. I'll have to put it on Facebook. But thanks anyway. Talk to you later. Find me at truckchat.com. You can find more of the Dog Days of Podcasting at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. I love you too.